All right, good afternoon. Thanks everyone for joining our call. I believe we have our speakers present. We can go ahead and begin.
Hi everyone, my name is Jen Cheney. I'm the Senior Director of Franchise Development for Right at Home. Today on our Tuesday at 2 topic, we are discussing caregiver recruitment with our Director of Employee Experience, Stacy Beekler. Stacy, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me today, Jen.
We're just going to start with introductions. So Stacy is going to talk about who she is, what her role is here at Right at Home, and then we'll get started. So go ahead, Stacy.
Yeah, thank you. So as Jen mentioned, I'm Stacy Beekler, Director of Employee Experience. And what I do here for Right at Home is I look at and run all of our strategic programs around employee experience for our franchise system. So whether it be office staff or caregiver related, we look at both of these or all the employees, the same spectrum, and manage them throughout the employee life cycle. And again, just kind of oversee those programs. A lot of what I work on are caregiver recruitment and retention initiatives, because those are kind of the core functions of the business. So in my day-to-day, I can be working on coaching individual owners on caregiver recruitment initiatives or office staff specific topics. I can be working with a new strategic vendor that helps our system with their employee initiatives. I can be working with, again, other franchisees on helping with their office staff, recruiting office staff. So I do a wide variety of duties within my role. But again, my primary role is to support our franchise system in those initiatives.
Okay, awesome. So I can speak for Right at Home in general. We're a company that's very forward thinking. So I like to think of ourselves as, you know, we're one step ahead of the competition, and everything that we do here is really forward thinking, and we work in that manner. So regarding caregiver recruitment, explain to me why it's so important and why our franchisees focus on caregiver recruitment as something that's a very top priority and main thing for their business.
Yeah, great question. So as the recruitment industry as a whole, factors that we know that the job rate within the U.S. is at an all-time low. So we also know that the recruitment landscape has changed dramatically, so that it's not just posting jobs and we have plenty of applicants. A lot of folks are gainfully employed, and so the recruitment industry as a whole has shifted from what's in it for us or who do we want. It's marketing and selling to candidates to get them to work for us. So that whole landscape has shifted over the past few years, and there's just been a lot of difficulty in getting candidates and changing our recruitment processes and thought process around how we go out and seek out candidates to work for us as a system.
Okay.
So I think Right at Home as a whole, how we differentiate is we've really shifted our focus less on process, more on experience. So what type of experience are we offering to those candidates? What type of experiences are we providing to our existing employee base to build that employment, our local employment brand in our market? So we really focus on helping our owners understand what are their local market differentiators and how they can differentiate themselves, and how Right at Home is a differentiator and is forward thinking, and how we're not just, our caregivers aren't just a number. They are, they're our frontline staff. They're the lifeblood of our organization. So providing them with the best experience possible is what's ultimately going to help those owners recruit and then retain the care staff. So again, giving owners tools and just different systems to help them understand how they market their jobs, how they differentiate in their local market. So paying caregivers weekly, paying for training, paying for mileage. These are all things that we as maybe corporate employees or folks that have been more in corporate America. Those are benefits that we don't look at as being important. However, a caregiver, if you look at it from their shoes, because of the wages, because of meeting them with where they're at in their lives, these things are highly, highly, highly important to them. So it's retraining our thinking to help us understand how can we make this experience better, and what are the benefits that will differentiate us in our local markets that will help sell to these caregivers.
Awesome. Okay, so something that you said earlier, that caregivers are really the front line of this business. So with the whole concept of right at home being providing services for people in their homes, those services are provided by those caregivers. So without caregivers, you don't have a business. So talk to me a little bit about Right at Home's culture and the culture of each one of our offices and why that is so important to reflect upon our caregivers and show them that they're needed and show them that they're important. And that's part of the whole caregiver recruitment and retention process.
Absolutely. That's a great point. So Right at Home, the business in and of itself, it's a people business. It's a relationship business. We're never going to get away from, maybe we'll have robots in the future, who knows, but we will always be serving other people and serving them in their homes. And it's all about that relationship. And so really it's looking at that experience part and treating those caregivers like they matter. So when we talk about differentiators, we always hear, horror stories about how we have, or other systems have, owners that don't treat their care staff well. They look at them on a different level. It's a you versus I, which Right at Home, it's the caregivers. We recognize that they are the lifeblood to our business. Mm-hmm. And again, what you said, if we didn't have care staff, we wouldn't have a business. And so really rolling out the red carpet and treating these care staff as you would a client is what's going to differentiate you in the home care business. Because if you have happy caregivers, you're going to have happy clients. We have gone out and done some focus groups with our caregivers within the Right Home system. And at the end of the day, our caregivers work for us because they are driven to help and to help serve these clients. They show up every day because they care about these clients. So helping our offices and owners understand the criticality of matching. So once you do hire those caregivers and matching them to the right client is critical and part of our culture as well. So ensuring that as we're recruiting caregivers, we speak to in our job ads how we take time to get to know you as a person and how we take time to match you and make a warm introduction and make that warm handoff from the time that we assign the case to the caregiver to make sure that there's that warm handoff and that the client feels comfortable in their home with that caregiver, but the caregiver also feels comfortable going on that first shift and building that relationship. I think those are, again, small details that get looked past, but really are ingrained within our culture and help with not just our employee experience, but our client experience as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I suppose to back up a little bit when it comes to actually hiring those caregivers and caregiver recruitment, to back up a little bit, where do people typically find their caregivers? Because anybody who does their research knows that there is this perceived caregiver shortage in the United States. However, that isn't necessarily the case for all of our franchise owners. Mm-hmm. So just touch a little bit on where we typically find our caregivers and our franchise owners, if they're experiencing that caregiver shortage, if they are, how they're overcoming it, and then maybe some of the stories of our franchise owners that aren't experiencing that caregiver shortage and why that is.
Absolutely. Great question. So I'm going to start with the caregiver shortage question first. So real or perceived, the numbers do show that we have a shortage of caregivers. There is a shortage of workers coming out of trained CNA schools or medical programs to serve the amount of clients that are aging every day in their homes. So the numbers do show there is a true shortage. However, we do have owners that will say, I don't have a caregiver shortage. I was in a local market last week visiting with an owner for our National Caregiver of the Year program, and he's one that says, I don't have a caregiver shortage. And why he doesn't have a caregiver shortage is because he provides a great employee experience. And so what happens when you provide a great experience to your existing caregivers, those caregivers talk to other people, and they will attract other folks that are either caregivers or have the same certification and background, or they will talk to other folks that have that compassionate giving heart that may not know about caregiving, but will share their story about being a caregiver and working for this agency. Mm-hmm. And they will entice someone that they know to look into caregiving as a career. So employee referrals are probably where you would find the most quality referral, but that's not the only channel that you need to recruit from. So as I stated before, the recruitment landscape has changed dramatically over the last 5 years. And to have a recruitment strategy for one channel, you're not going to succeed. So you have to have a multiple prong approach. So obviously having those community relationships in place, so with the local CNA schools, various other outfits such as the local chamber, maybe a technical school, anywhere that you can get your name out there to say, hey, I'm a local employer, and here are my differentiators. I'm always looking to hire. So those community networks that you build within your local communities, even the referral sources that you're going for clients, you always want to let them know that you're always hiring and that you're looking for care staff. I've had many stories of owners who have talked to the fact that the referral sources for clients also send them referrals for caregivers because they know who this person is. They know the owner or they know the marketer, and they know that they have a great culture, and they're not afraid to talk to, hey, you need to check out Right at Home in XYZ, city. I know the owner, I know the marketer, I know the office staff. It's a wonderful place to work. So having that strong local employment brand and those community connections is critical. Now, without saying, having a strong online presence is also important. So posting on local job boards. So understanding in your local market, do I post on Indeed? Do I post on Craigslist? Do I post on ZipRecruiter? Do I have a local market job board that is frequently used for caregivers? So it's understanding what in your local market, where the caregivers are looking for jobs. We do know online that Indeed is the largest online source to attract caregivers or to source caregivers, but you don't always get the quality that you want. So it's a healthy balance of maintaining all of these channels, your online channels.
Yeah.
Your local website, so highlighting what it's like to work for you on your local website is one thing that we talk through and give owners tools and resources for. But advertising yourself and getting positive online reviews, not just from your clients, but from your care staff, is very important because that's going to start building that employment brand. Having Right at Home as a major name is very helpful because it is a brand that is recognizable.
Absolutely.
So caregivers will look for recognizable names and they will apply to them versus smaller agencies or maybe something that is like a privately owned agency. They are more hesitant to apply to these places because they've never heard of them. So having a big brand to anchor and support that local employment brand is certainly helpful and can help draw in those candidates.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. So talk to me a little bit about, and the reason for this next question is because, Stacey, a lot of our listeners right now are not Right at Home owners. They're looking into possibly purchasing a right-at-home business, and they haven't gotten started yet. So walk me through a little bit about that initial training and what you and your team do to help these brand new owners, prepare them for caregiver recruitment, and then ongoing, what does that support look like? And then finally, just walk me through a typical day in the life of you.
Yeah.
You know, how you support our franchisees on a daily basis. What does that interaction look like? And how can they utilize you and your skills and your services as a corporate employee?
Okay. Great question. So I would say, you know, within this business, the recruitment is a very large topic to cover. So the way that we train our new franchisees is we do a little bit of spoon feeding and provide some foundational information through our Right Start training once we formally onboard and so we go through that, and those sessions are led by myself and then also our corporate trainer. So you'll get a glimpse into our processes, our procedures, kind of what that recruitment process looks like through that initial training. Through that time, you also have access to myself and my team to have some individualized consulting or individualized help with, okay, what are your concerns? What do you think that you need help with? Or a lot of times I'll have new owners say, where do I start? What do I, you know, and not understanding what the first thing is or the first building blocks that they need to put in place. So I'm typically here, and like I said, my team is here to help with what that initially looks like and helping you set up what that hiring process looks like as well. So the nice part about being part of the business model is we have tried things and and we have failed in some aspects and we've won in others, meaning we have owners and we take best practices from our system and from our owners, and we utilize those to help stand up our new owners. So there's a lot of best practice sharing. We have an internal employee experience Facebook page where we have many engaged existing owners and their staff engaged daily on various topics around the employee experience.
Awesome.
There are a lot of conversations around caregiver recruitment, specifically to vendors, what's your process? So it is also another means to allow for our owners not just to utilize the corporate resources, but also to utilize the system, because that is really where the rubber meets the road, is those practices that are being practiced every day, and those are best practices with our most successful owners. So from the recruitment perspective, you know, what does that look like from a very high level? It's keeping it simple for our candidates. So, you know, not having a long drawn out application on the front end. If you know, most from a legal perspective, we have to have an application. Putting that application at the end of your hiring process, for example, is a practice that we talk to and help owners understand that while it's a necessary evil, you don't want to create hurdles for the hiring process. You don't want to create hurdles for folks to apply, because if you think about it, caregivers are applying on their mobile devices and they're doing it in between a shift, or they're doing it when they have a break, or they're doing it when they're picking up their, you know, on their way to, to, you know, picking up a child. So, or on their way to their other job, you know, another job. So we have a captive audience for a very small amount of time. So making that hiring process easy for them to get in the door, and then for us to reach out and make that phone call. So making that hiring process efficient and making what we call that candidate experience very seamless and very short, so that we can have a quick turnaround process on the hiring side and on the interview side. So that's just an example of how we coach owners on the actual process. We also do many webinars. We have a resource library of different training tools, job aids, resources that we offer to our system to help them with the recruitment process. And right now, so going into Home Improvement, our annual conference, super exciting. You know, myself, I'm leading 7 sessions at our conference. So recruitment is a very big, and retention is a very big topic within our system, and our, and Right at Home corporate recognizes that and puts resources towards that topic. So what we really try to do is, again, emphasize and break things down at a smaller scale so that it's not just giving you the entire encyclopedia of recruitment. We break it down to bite-sized chunks that are actionable and easy to implement so that you're not having to create this whole platform and invest in a lot of resources. So that's a lot of what we do to help get our new owners stood up. And then there's also that ramp up time. So that we work at in between opening office, you know, your office officially, but also recruiting. So the thing is once you start recruiting, you're always recruiting.
Yes.
You never stop.
Yep. That was going to be my next question. So how often are our franchise owners hiring caregivers?
Yes.
Is it they open their office, they hire their caregivers, and then that's it? On average, how many caregivers does a franchise owner have? And you don't have to be specific on that, mm-hmm. just in general. And then how often are they hiring new, you know, as clients come and go? Mm-hmm. Paint me that picture a little bit.
Yeah. So how often are they hiring? They're hiring daily. They're always having job. We're hiring, job ads posted. That's something that, it's the fortunate but unfortunate part of the business is that you're always recruiting caregivers, just like you're always marketing to clients. So it's mm-hmm. that careful balance between getting those clients in and recruiting enough caregivers to fill the shifts for the clients. So having an active job posting up at all times when you're out in your market, doing referral sources, visiting referral sources, even when you're out in your local coffee shops or your local dry cleaner. I have an owner in a market that that has a great relationship with the local scrub shop owner, and he gets quality leads from the scrub shop owner.
Oh, nice.
For caregivers that are looking up to pick up maybe some other shifts,
yeah.
on top of what they do. But then that's the hook, because then they get to come work for you and see how great you are and how you differentiate based on the other agency they're working for, and then they want to come to you and work, pick up more shifts and more hours. So doing, again, having those relationships and doing those various things is very important. As far as average, how many average caregivers owners have, it just depends on size
mm-hmm.
and revenue. So, you know, we have caregivers that are, or excuse me, owners that are just starting out that hire, they maybe have a staff of 10 to 12 ready to go, ready to accept shifts. And then once they start acquiring clients, they can begin assigning those shifts. The key important thing there is keeping those caregivers engaged while you are, after you've hired them, while you're looking for shifts or clients, because and keeping in communication with them, because you want to keep them on the hook. Because most of these caregivers, again, unfortunately, are working for other agencies. So keeping in that constant communication with them, letting them know that you're working for them to get them shifts, so mm-hmm. on and so forth, is critical, especially when you're first starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Having, again, being in communication with them, it's going to show them that, hey, you are looking out for them. You are going to get them that shift. You are going to have them assigned is critical. Again, I was out in a market last week. This owner he's about a $5 million in revenue owner, and he has over 300 active care staff.
Mm-hmm.
So again, very, very large office. And a very large office staff to support. And again, doesn't have a recruitment problem because he has a strong employment brand. He has a strong culture in his office. He's hired the right people who engage with the care staff regularly. And it's a constant, they're always hiring. And
yeah.
He's never had a problem with sourcing or getting caregivers to apply.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's known within his local market to be one of the premier employers because of how he's built his brand and how he's had his culture and how he's hired the right office staff
mm-hmm.
that supports that culture. So that's the other, I would say, probably one of the things that I talked to in our training class and what I hit home with new owners is whomever is doing the hiring in your office is probably your most important employee.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can interact and if they can strike up that relationship and be the hook for those caregivers and the lifeline for them, you're not going to have a problem hiring.
Mm-hmm.
Having the wrong person in that seat can be detrimental to your business.
Yeah.
And it's important that these folks are able to talk to these applicants and caregivers at the drop of a hat, and they're not ever disturbing them. It's building that relationship with them from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so with all of our listeners who are currently on the line right now, them being not right at home franchise owners just yet, but let's just pretend that they've just purchased a right at home franchise. What is the number one thing that you would say to them to focus on when it comes to caregiver recruitment with everything that we've talked about today? For these individuals as new owners, what would be the one, if you had to choose, thing to focus on for them to say, for you to say, if you want to be great at caregiver recruitment, focus on this as your number one focus? Of course, there are other things as well, but what would you say would be the number one thing?
Yeah.
And specifically, right at home specific. So
right.
What are we doing that really is an awesome thing regarding caregiver recruitment that they will see in a right at home franchise?
Yeah, great question. So we always joke about there's no silver bullet when it comes to caregiver recruitment, unfortunately, but you know what? There is a silver bullet. And it's if there's one thing that you focus on, it's building a culture, a strong culture in that office.
Mm-hmm.
It's providing the small experiences that your competitors are not. So it's when you're calling to talk to an applicant who's applying, it's, hi applicant, how's your day going? It's not just jumping into, this is so-and-so from right at home. Let's talk about your qualifications. No,
yeah.
It's getting to know them as a person. It's talking to them. It's asking them how their day is going. And these are the building blocks when I talk about an experience. These are the small resources and tools that we give to our owners to help them understand how do they build that culture.
Mm-hmm.
The owners that are in our system now that are the most successful have built a strong culture, and they've surrounded themselves with strong office staff that support that culture and that's on the same page with them, and they can repeat those actions day in and day out. So it's very much the fabric of who we are, and again giving that experience, having that relationship. It's meeting the caregiver where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a caregiver's car breaks down and they're calling and trying to call off the shift. It's like, no, come take the company car.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your shift so you can get your pay and we'll help you figure out your car.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of we call them extraordinary experiences that we coach to, the best practices that we share. These are all the things that make up the fabric of a strong culture.
Okay. Awesome. That was a great answer. And it looks like we only have a few minutes left. So do you have any closing topics that you want to cover in the next few minutes? Anything that we have left out in our discussion today that you want our listeners to hear?
Yeah. When it comes to recruitment, it's very much a sales. It's very much sales. So, as you're trying to go out and meet with referral sources to get clients, it's doing the same thing with caregivers. It's selling. It's selling why I'm a caregiver that gets a call 3 times a week from other employers. Why do I want to work for you?
Mm-hmm.
So having that elevator speech down is why you're different from, the owner at one of the competitors. It's being real and being genuine. It's letting them know that you're there for them. If they have a schedule change, if something comes up, we promise we're going to stay in communication. It's setting those expectations when you're recruiting, but then it's also following through with them after you hire them and onboard them. So it's really kind of sticking to your word and being who you are and treating the candidates is important.
Mm-hmm.
I would say another kind of final ending thought when it comes to recruitment is data. Data is very important. So understanding where your spend is and so average caregiver acquisition cost is $550 per caregiver. So, and that's not even including onboarding, that's just to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's understanding, you know, if I'm going on Indeed and I'm paying the sponsor jobs, but I'm not getting return on that, mm-hmm. how do I reallocate those funds to use those funds elsewhere? So is it Craigslist? Is it ZipRecruiter? Is it being out in my local market? Is it using my marketer in a different way to go out and market in the local market and spending time at a local CNA school, building relationships with those professors or those instructors? So it's really looking at data and where you're getting caregivers from and using that to make strategic decisions and reallocate funds because, again, the recruitment industry, it changes all the time. So you could, 1 month you could be wildly successful recruiting from Indeed and getting the candidate volume and quality you want, and then the next month it could be dead. So, you know, being flexible and adaptable to change with what's happening in the market will be critical as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This is an awesome discussion. Yeah. Very educational. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And for everybody listening, we hope that you can join us next week where our topic will be how in-home care fits into the healthcare continuum. And like I said, thank you for joining us, and we hope you can join us next week. Enjoy your day.